As soon as he could leave the hospital, he went to Aresia in the hope that he might be given advanced training, a theretofore unthought-of idea. Much to his surprise, he learned that he had been expected to return for exactly such training. Getting it almost killed him, but he emerged from the ordeal infinitely stronger of mind than any man had ever been before, and possessed of a new sense as well, the sense of perception, a sense somewhat analogous to sight, but of vastly greater power, depth, and scope, and not dependent upon light. After trying out his new mental equipment by solving a murder mystery upon Radalix, he succeeded in entering an enemy base upon Boisia II. There he took over the mind of a communications officer and waited for the opportunity of getting the second, all-important line to Bosconia's grand base. An enemy ship captured a hospital ship of the patrol and brought it in to Boisia base. Nurse MacDougall, head nurse of the captured vessel, working under Kinnison's instructions, stirred up trouble which soon became mutiny. Helmuth, from Grand Base, took a hand, thus enabling Kinnison to get his second line. The hospital ship, undetectable by virtue of the lensman's nullifier, escaped from Boisia II and headed for Earth at full blast. Kinnison, convinced that Helmuth was really Boscone himself, found that the intersection of his two lines, and therefore the pirate's Grand Base, lay in star cluster AC-257-4736, well outside the galaxy. Pausing only long enough to destroy the wheelmen of Aldebaran I, the project in which his first attempt had failed so dismally, he set out to investigate Helmuth's headquarters. He found a stronghold impregnable to any massed attack the patrol could throw against it, manned by beings each wearing a thought screen. His sense of perception was suddenly cut off. The pirates had thrown a thought screen around the entire planet. He then returned to Prime Base, deciding en route that boring from within was the only possible way in which that stupendous fortress could be taken. In consultation with Port Admiral Haynes, the 0 hour was set, at which time the massed grand fleet of the patrol was to attack Helmuth's base with every projector that could be brought to bear. Pursuant to his plan, Kinnison again visited Trenko, where the patrol forces extracted for him 50 kilograms of thionite, the noxious drug which, in microgram inhalations, makes the addict experience all the sensations of doing whatever it is that he wishes most ardently to do. The larger the dose, the more intense the sensations, the slightest overdose resulting in an ecstatic death.